Jones Arena, Chris Graham and Scott German, and we're going to break down Virginia's 61-56 win over Florida State here in front of a frenzied crowd of the John Paul Jones Arena. And Virginia closes this game out on an 8-0 run in the last 2:13. Florida State misses its last four shots, and Virginia gets the game-winning or the eventual game-winning bucket under a minute to go. K.A. Clark, a drive for the basket, makes a layup. Well, he was tough tonight, 15 points. Mami Diakite, 19 points in this one for Virginia. And this is the definition of grinding out a win over a number five Florida State team.
Yeah, this could be a signature win, no doubt about it. Still not a great play game by the Cavaliers. Had a lot of turnovers tonight.
I'll disagree with that. That's the number five team in the country that they beat tonight.
Okay, we can talk about that later.
Okay.
Florida State, wide open three, they end the game. Horrible shot, didn't come close to going in.
It didn't reach the height of the rim.
No.
That was Trent Forrest.
They got a couple offensive rebounds late in the game. So having said all that, having doused our fire a little bit, it was a great win. And a character win because, there's a couple times this game early on in the game, Florida State pulled ahead. We were
8-0 lead at the start.
Yeah,
the first 2 minutes.
The first couple of minutes of the game.
They made their first three shots, two threes.
But we regained their composure and played what we were all too familiar with last year. Played a game very similar to that.
K.A. Clark, I mentioned 15 points, 4 of 12 shooting. I'm telling you that he played his ass off, and that's what I wrote in my post-game recap, and I actually use those words because I don't care. Played his ass off. 4 of 12 shooting, but man, oh, man, what he was able to do. He got in the lane. The offense was they spread the floor a lot, just like we've seen in recent games from this Virginia side. Tony Bennett's breaking away from – sticking too straight with the motion offense, the mover blocker offense, doing a lot of high screens, try to free up dribble drives with the basket. Clark getting in the lane an awful lot. When he wasn't finishing himself, he had 4 assists. Thomas Walden Tensai, man, Thomas had he had 2 threes, so he only had 8 points, but he had 3 connections. He dribble drove himself into the lane, kicked out to Mamadou Diakite. Diakite had 3 threes in the night, all off of passes from Thomas Walden Tensai. So Diakite had 19 points, 6 of 10 shooting in this game. That's the Diakite we're expecting to see more often, right? And so Braxton Key kind of gritted his way through a game. He got fouled, grabbed his wrist. That wrist has been an issue all season long. Missed 2 free throws after that. But he ends up 5 of 7 from the line. 13 points, 9 rebounds. So, you got the games from those guys you need to get the games from. And Walter Tensai, even though he only made 2 threes in this game, he just shot the ball 4 times. But those 3 assists on threes to Diakite, that's what you need to do, spread the floor. And the respect he's getting helps. Kie getting in a lane did what he needed to do, and Diakite finishing shots. This, to me, was a very nice win for Virginia.
Oh, yeah, it certainly was. We don't want to forget, handing out superlatives. Diakite played a great game. 6 of 10 from the field, 19 points. Rebounded really well.
9 rebounds.
9 rebounds.
Yeah,
right.
He and Key both with 9 rebounds in this game, right?
And that's what you expect from your senior out there, a leadership role. This was a good. This could be, the weight game we uglied it out. This was not an ugly win. This was a good win. I like put us off, and now we have a week off. We, like you said, we get to watch the league beat up on one another.
Yeah, because Virginia's off this weekend, does not play again until next Wednesday here at JPJ against Clemson. So, yeah, Virginia's 6-4 in the ACC for about a week, and the rest of the league will beat up on each other the rest of tonight and then this weekend. And so for a Virginia team that, man, in a 6-4 record, they, in the 4 losses, had a lead with 3 minutes to go in all 4 of those losses. You can't take those back now, but, this team is this is the kind of win, I think you were alluding to this, Scott, this is the kind of win that can point you in the right direction. You get a win over a tough team. They had won, 10 straight coming in? 17-2 overall?
Arguably the hottest team in the country.
Yeah, even though they've been, Florida State had a couple of narrow wins here recently.
But they were wins.
And you don't look a gift horse in the mouth as far as that goes. Virginia gets a gritty, grinded out win over a team that now you look back. I said this in both on podcast and in my wrote in my pregame preview of this, that this Virginia team I thought should have won the first game. And now the way you see these two teams match up, we were sitting here on Press Row talking about how the Vegas odds had Virginia a slight favorite in this one. The ESPN BPI Basketball Power Index had Virginia a slight favorite in this one. And, you know, I know the cynical fan, and I'm looking at him right now, would say, how in the hell is Virginia favored in this game? How does BPI and everything else? I think you saw.
Well, that's why, what do they call them out in Vegas?
Yeah, they don't.
The good fellas?
They don't build those big fancy casinos because they lose a lot of money, right?
Exactly. So on another note, Syracuse goes down to Clemson tonight, 71-70. Tech is, as we speak, we're about 9 minutes to go, double digits behind Miami.
Right.
So very potentially a very productive night for UVA in the standings.
Well, didn't Carolina beat State last night?
Pitt is playing well. Pitt was hanging with Duke for the first half. I think it's a one-point lead late in the first half for Duke.
The ACC continues to be odd, man. It just continues to be weird this year. And you know about this Virginia team now. So it comes. You grow a little bit every game. And we, you know, Tony Bennett was just talking. We got to hear some of the audio here as we were getting ready to do our podcast. You know, you this team still needs to learn to win. That's been his message the last couple of weeks. So this team needs to learn how to win games. Tonight, it was a little bit of a few things. It was a little bit of Kea Clark just grinding it out himself. Defense, again, the last four possessions for Florida State, they're up 56-53, 2 minutes to go. They don't score the rest of the game. The defense does what it needs to do when it needs to do it. And even with all the turnovers, I think it was 18 turnovers for Virginia. You know, Virginia actually had did they finish with a slight advantage in points off
turnovers? 17 turnovers for Virginia.
17 turnovers for Virginia, but a 10-9 advantage in points off turnovers. So even though Virginia had 10 more turnovers than the Noles, it didn't turn into points. They weren't open court turnovers. The kind of turnovers can be devastating to you. So limiting damage off the turnovers, being effective when you shoot the ball, 9 of 19 in the second half. What was that? 5 of 12 from three? Is that right?
Yeah.
5 of 12 from three.
So virtually on fire. We ended up shooting 44% from the field, which
5 of 12 from three
on the surface doesn't sound great. But at one point in the game, I noticed on the big board here we were 3 of 12. Huh? So from a 3 of 12 start, okay, we were 15 of 29.
Oh, 3 of 12 overall. Yeah, yeah.
Starting
15 of 29.
So
yeah,
after
yeah.
After that, we were 15 of 29. That's over 500. Over 50%.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Against a very good Florida State defense. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, 44% after a 3 out of 12 after a 25% start shooting. Yeah, we'll take that tonight. And if you just look at what we're looking at, Chris, and we're both numbers guys. You're more so than I am.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound weird, but that looks like a UVA box score.
Yeah. Real quick, can you bring up the home stats first, just real quick? I didn't get to do this when I was doing it. So Virginia was 12 of 21 on shots at the rim. Now bring up Florida State's visitor stats real quick. So Virginia's 12 of 21. Florida State 6 of 14 at the rim. So
and Florida State had a pretty tall lineup.
They're the biggest team in the country, according to KenPom.com, average height on the floor. So the biggest team in the country was again dominated in the post by Virginia, both defensively, 6 of 14 at the rim. That suggests that Virginia is getting, you know, pressure on shots at the rim. Those are layups and dunks, and they shot 6 of 14 on them. And Virginia's getting the ball in the paint. Scott, you were the one who said this a few weeks ago, and I started doing the math on this. But if you can't shoot threes, what do you need to do? You probably need to start shooting some more shots closer to the basket. Tony's figured out a way to get closer to the basket.
Yeah. Well, 5 of 12 is not bad from the 3-point.
And that's and when you get those shots close to the basket, it's going to open up things for your guys on the outside. So Virginia,
this isn't as complicated of a game as we often make it.
No, it's really not. It's when you start breaking it down into the three phases of the game: shots at the rim, the mid-range shots, which are devalued, and then 3-point shots. If you can attack the paint, that's what the team last year was so good at attacking the paint because they had NBA players. But you attack the paint. When you attack the paint, they have to collapse on you. Then you have open shots from the three-point line, and we're starting to get those shots now too. This team could be interesting as we now get ready to flip the calendar to February.
Yeah, because you learn something from wins or losses. And, you know, we'd like to think that some of those games that got away from us that we should have won. We should have won at Boston College. There's no doubt about that. But you take something from it. You can also take a lot from a win too. And I think this team is – the game Sunday down in Winston-Salem was as ugly as you could get it, but we came away with a win.
They beat a team that made seven straight three-pointers. They beat a team that was 7 of 7 at one point from three-point range. Yeah,
and it's still an ACC road win. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, they count. They all count the same as their.
And they're as pretty as they can be when you get them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, 6-4.
6-4 in the ACC.
Halfway through a grueling 20-game schedule.
With a team that's still learning how to play.
That's still learning to play. Yeah, I think if we were a stock, the analysts would say the stock
turning
is trending up.
Turning up. And Jeff Fife, now Jeff, it's still a ways away, but Jeff Fife, who's commented on our post here, he says, bring on Duke.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're not quite, we're getting there. We're getting
Due time.
In due time. That's a month away. It's February 29th. So give us some time to grow, a little bit more time to grow. But this is the kind of effort you can build off. No doubt about that.
Yeah, because this was a good team. Florida State is a Final Four caliber team.
In this season, yeah. Yeah, they surely are.
And
highest ranked team in the ACC this week.
And we came away with a 5-point win when at times we were on the ropes.
They never led, though, by more than three in the second half. That was when I looked at the play-by-play. They never led by more than – and Virginia led by five twice in the second half. That's how tight this game was. And Virginia out-toughed a tough Florida State team.
So not that we – make derogatory comments about officiating, but was this not one of the worst officiating games you've seen?
Yeah, it was tough. I was complaining during the game, and of course, it looks good at the end because they were fouling to stop clock.
The fouls don't win.
23 attempts to 12, I think it was, eventually, but you know, man, for a while there, it was neck and neck, the foul shot attempts, and I just gave you the numbers. Virginia was attacking the rim, and Florida State was not. They were shooting a lot of jumpers. Normally, you see, I mean, on aggregate, you see teams who attack get the fouls and get foul shots. And, yeah, it was interesting. Trying to be nice there. Being nicer than I was during the game. But, yeah, you're right, Scott. It was, and I think the game down in Tallahassee, if it's officiated correctly, then Virginia has a sweep. So yeah. It's just the way it is.
And I've watched a lot of games on TV. This is not the first game that I would have to say was poorly officiated. I've seen a lot of poorly officiated ACC games as well as some national games this year as well.
I'll channel my inner Bill Walton here. That was the sixth worst officiated game in JPJ history.
I'm going to say it's the top five worst officiating game in JPJ.
Well, you know, I'm going to be Bill and quibble with you on that.
When's the last time we saw a player ejected for
that's true.
Foul? I can't remember.
That's a good point. A player was ejected. A Florida State player was ejected for a flagrant two. Yeah,
almost decapitated.
He came close. He certainly clotheslined him. Yeah, I have not seen that in a while. Also, a flopping warning. Excuse me, not a foul. A flopping warning. I have not seen that this year.
When the
official was making the motion, we didn't know what he was doing the motion for. We'd never seen that call before. So
he warned him, you can't flop again, right?
It's right. Don't do that again, or I'll really get mad.
And they did show it. I didn't see it. I wasn't paying that close attention because I think it happened after the shot, maybe.
It was after the shot, yeah.
He missed a three. They showed it on the big board, this kid's not going to ever – I hope he's not majoring in drama or something, because if he is, he's in the wrong
– Well, he should be playing in the Premier League as far as I'm concerned. He could play soccer across the pond. He would be really good at that. So, be that as it may, Virginia gets the win, 61-56. It was a fun night, obviously, for a lot of us here. Crowd got into it. That was nice to see. Got really loud here in the last couple of minutes, and it's fun to see the faithful getting back into it the way they have the last few games.
Yeah, it was. This was Virginia basketball.
Yeah, and the banner's still hanging.
The banner is still hanging.
And the banger's actually smiling right now.
Yeah,
I can confirm for you right now. I'm pointing to it. The banner is smiling. So. I think that would be a great way to end this one. The banner, it always has to get mentioned in our post games. For Scott German, I'm Chris Cram. We're going to sign off here, and more coverage on AFP tonight. I'll be up late and or early recapping this game for you. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.